Okay, and we're on. Welcome to Tea Time with Mikey G. My name is Michael Gwargi, and this is my fellow talking head, Mitchell William. Producer Thomas Aman will also be helping us out, I guess. Okay, so what I'm trying to do with this pod is create an outlet for normal people to speak out on topics that relate to them. The main topics that we will focus on will be sports, mostly NBA and NFL, but also with what's going on in the world today, whatever strikes our interest. In general, this pod is simply a creative outlet for me and my friends and topics we are passionate in. We have some bigger ideas for the future and some special pod ideas, but for now, we're just keeping it simple. We're putting out this disclaimer now, before all the haters, that this is just a reminder we are not experts and we are not trying to be. We are not pretending to be like everyone else, so you won't see me roll out some pretentious stats or anything like that. Just keep in mind also that these first couple pods are going to suck. It's going to be a hefty struggle, but hopefully it'll get a little bit better, okay? So this podcast will be pod number zero, a pilot, and we'll just introduce ourselves and go on from there. Okay. So my name is Michael Gwargi, a.k.a. Mikey G., a.k.a. what Tommy calls me, Daddy.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a pre-law student at A&M, graduating next year. I'm an Egyptian Coptic Orthodox kid. I talk big, but I know nothing. Unfortunately, I'm a Jets fan and Indiana Pacers semi-fan. After Paul George left, it kind of went downhill. I'm a Kobe fanboy and generally a crappy sports fan in general. You can say I'm a professional BSer. Okay. Next, we got Mitchell William, a.k.a. Meesh, a.k.a. what they call him on the court, Brown Mamba. And a.k.a. Big Boy. Okay, Misha, introduce yourself.
All right, guys. So I'm Mitchell William. I'm a kines major. I want to be a physical therapist. And so I want to work with the athletes. All Houston sports, that's my thing. Anything about Houston sports except for the Astros I know a lot about. I'm still an Astros fan. I hate the Oilers, and I miss Astro World.
Okay.
So.
Ooh. Okay.
That's just a little bit about myself.
Okay, now shut up, Misha.
Sorry. Okay.
Now, last but certainly least, we got producer Tommy, a.k.a. Tom Tom, a.k.a. what they don't call him on the court, Tomcat.
Tom.
Tom is our favorite sports fan in the world because he has all the knowledge. He's he's a great sports fan, okay? So, Tom, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. So, assuming my role as producer, I'm not here to inform, I'm here to entertain. I'm here to add a splash of color to your world, and hopefully you can pick something up along the way. I'm hoping to be a physical therapist, and I have stage fright.
No wonder you suck at speech. Okay, exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to do, but that's great. Okay, Tom, can you start us off with what we're going to be talking about first?
Okay, so today we're going to be first talking about what's in the news. So, Mikey, would you like to take it from here?
Okay, thanks, producer.
Okay.
No, I got it. Okay, so today we want to lightly discuss the Austin bomber situation, everything like that. Just wanted to put out a few facts, like, I don't really want to talk about that.
Why?
I don't know. Just not feeling it. I wrote it, but
there's been a couple bombs in Austin, if you guys haven't heard. Not really strategic locations, but they have attacked an African-American man. They have attacked a couple brown people as well.
And they believed at the beginning that it was a race crime because the...
targeting.
The targets were...
Brown.
They were related to the prominent black families in Austin, which they took as... actions against them.
I don't know. I kind of looked at it more like not really the bombing situation and his psyche and everything like that. Unfortunately, we've seen that happen a lot. But it was more like it's always the relatives that say, oh, he was always such a nice boy. We never expected that. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's kind of tired of that crap. So it's kind of more – I kind of wanted to talk about it more from like a media like lens and everything like that. But that's more just annoyance than anything substantive. Anything you want to add, guys, or no?
Yeah, that's. I don't have very much knowledge about it. That's all I can say.
And this is also, this is the pilot. This is one of the aspects that we can expand on later.
Yeah.
However, I think it'd be good to get into the juice of this this podcast and start talking about the sports. So, Mitchell, your team, the Rockets. First, what do you think about them and how are they doing in the playoffs? What are your expectations?
I would actually like to hear this from Mikey.
Bullshit, I'm the producer.
No, what are you doing? You don't lead up into stuff.
What?
Just drop it. You're just like, okay, guys, next. And then I lead into it. What the hell you think you're doing, boy?
It was good.
Sorry, guy. Excuse the language.
This is why he's an intern.
Did you
okay.
Want me to introduce the Bear other with one? Him. Because then I gave it to you.
Yeah, no, I wasn't done. We're actually going to talk about the Stephon Clark thing before we go
shit,
into sports.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, I know you did.
Sorry, guys. Excuse the language.
Okay, so briefly, for anyone that hasn't heard about that yet, this is just from my perspective and everything I've read on it, but. Pretty much what it was is police got a report, I think it was Saturday at like 9 a.m., that someone was breaking into cars, and there was a African-American, about 19-year-old, who was... 22-year-old. 22? Oh, my bad. 22-year-old. He was in his grandma's backyard, and police body cam footage. They thought he was holding a weapon or something. So they shot him, a lot. They
20,
shot him
20 times.
20 times, okay? They at first said gun, and then like, oh, no, it wasn't a gun. It was a crowbar. Mm. And they're like, oh, no, it wasn't a crowbar. It was a phone, an iPhone. So pretty much anyone could get shot nowadays, I'm just saying. But so what I really wanted to relate it to was on the sports side of things with the Kings. Did you see what happened with that, Misha, or not?
Actually, I did. DeMarcus Cousins, he offered to pay for the funeral. The whole thing is giving his support. And even the Kings, he's the general manager, Vivek Ranadive.
The owner.
He's the owner.
Yeah.
Vivek Ranadive, he had a couple choice words as well. He said, we need to stand as a unit, as a society, and as a country, of course, to fight these hate crimes, if you would like to call them
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I love about the NBA. Is they put, like, the real world in front of profit. I sincerely do believe that. Like, did you see the Black Lives Matter protesters held hands and blocked off the arena? So everyone
really?
That paid for their ticket couldn't get in. There was only, like, 5,000 people at the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what the Kings did, that's why he came out and talked about it. He didn't, like, condemn those people or anything like that. He refunded all the tickets to the people that come, and he said, I stand by you. This is where you put your community in front of profit. So
wow,
that's kind of relating it back to
sports.
Wish there
were more Kings fans.
Yeah, and like what impact sports can have on
speaking
the
speaking of
world.
Kings fans, I'll probably say I'm one of the biggest De'Aaron Fox fans. I watched him play in high school. I tried to take a picture with him, but he dished me, but it's okay. It's okay. One of these days, I'll get one. De'Aaron, if you're listening.
he's definitely listening to this pod. And this is the crap right
hit
now.
Me up,
all the
baby.
NBA players. Okay. Okay.
Easy enough. Let's go on to sports now.
Oh, thanks, producer Tommy. Couldn't do it without you. Okay.
So first I wanted to talk about
shut
your team.
Shut up. Okay. Misha, first I wanted to talk about your team, the Rockets. So first of all, what do you think about the Rockets this season? Let's just briefly go over the significance of that. And what your expectations are for them in the playoffs.
All right. So that's what I say about my Rockets. This team is legit. We got the big three, Chris Paul, James Harden, Clint Capella. You could even say it's a big four with Eric Gordon. You see, the big three, we got Chris Paul. We said Chris Paul, James Harden, Clint Capella. They're 39-2 whenever they all play. That adds up to what? You want to do the math?
Yeah, great ESPN stat.
That's 78-4.
Oh,
in the whole season.
Get those ESPN
right?
stats out of here.
So now, if we add Eric Gordon, they're actually 39-1.
Okay, and...
So, this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
James Harden, Mike D'Antoni said he's the best offensive player in the league. I'd probably
For
say
sure.
he... I wouldn't say that. I'd probably say he's the second best offensive player in the league currently today.
Who do you think is first?
Kevin Durant.
Okay. Even with, like, the systems, do you still put Kevin Durant in front of him?
I think James Harden would succeed in any system.
No, I'm saying James Harden has more responsibility in his system. He does a lot more ISO, and most of the offensive output comes from him or Chris Paul. So that's why I put him as first in the league for like the best offensive player because he has more responsibility on his shoulders.
I think Kevin Durant, he's what we said, he's like almost 7 feet tall. He shoots jumpers over anybody. He pulls up. The shot against LeBron in game 3 of the finals, he pulled up from the 3-point like it was nothing.
That was crazy.
He let it go with like literally it's the utmost confidence. He said, okay, I'm taking over the league now. I still think that LeBron's the best player in the league, by the way. But James
Harden. Let's phrase it like this. We need to define first, are we saying the best offensive player for what role they have on the team and what they're producing? Or if we're just in the backyard, who we're picking first to put up to score buckets?
If we're talking about a 5-on-5 game or a 1-on-1 game?
Anything. Whatever you define.
Because I think a 1-on-1 game, I'd answer differently.
1-on-1, who would you say?
The player I would choose?
Yeah.
In the league?
Currently, yeah.
I'd probably say Kyrie Irving.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, 5-on-5 who?
5-on-5 who I want on my
backyard.
Team?
Backyard, yeah.
I'd probably say LeBron or James Harden.
LeBron or James Harden. Okay, and then now in the NBA, considering what teams they're on, everything like that, who?
So LeBron's doing the most for his team. He's asked to carry like the biggest load, I think.
Okay.
But if LeBron played on the Rockets, I think he would produce as much, if not better, than James Harden.
Okay, so you think LeBron... So this is what I'm deciphering from what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you think LeBron is... Of course, he's still the best player in the league.
Yeah.
To me and you. But you also think he's the best offensive player.
I'd say the years that they're having now, mm-hmm. with the output that they're producing, I would say James Harden right now. James Harden, Kevin Durant, then LeBron James.
Okay. Producer Tommy, can you scoot back a little? Thanks. Okay. Okay.
Now, how I think they'll do in the playoffs.
Yes.
This is the hot take.
Hot take.
I think they'll go through the first two rounds with one loss.
Okay. Let me pull up the standings real quick. Do you know who they're playing in the first round? Like who it looks like right now?
I think, not sure. With the way the Spurs are trending,
down.
I mean, they're on a winning streak right now.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good right now.
But with the way that they're looking, I think they'll end up as the 6 or 7 seed, which means they would play the Warriors in the second round.
Oh, the Rockets would play the Jazz if the playoffs started today.
I think it'll be a sweep.
A sweep?
I think it'll be a sweep.
Have you seen the Jazz are literally putting up historic
defensive
numbers
for the playoffs?
Hmm. No,
Chris Paul
fair.
Has experience in the first round, right? James Harden experience in the first round. The whole team, now basically everybody's a veteran. We don't have any rookies on our team.
Yeah. Clint Capella is probably like
your
player
the
with the least experience.
Yeah.
Of
but
your
he's a dog.
Court.
Like he's a fighter. He's a hard worker. I like him on the court.
Okay.
But I think the Jazz, I don't think Donovan Mitchell is going to be a superstar in the league one day.
Yeah. Dude, but you guys are like the Timberwolves and the Jazz are tied right now, but I think to tiebreakers, the Timberwolves called it. But if you guys got the Timberwolves, that would be a sweep.
Yeah.
Without Jimmy Butler, they're not doing anything.
This season, we're dropping like 140 average on them.
Ooh. But you guys are putting up numbers on everyone. Man, 6 and 7? I like the Jazz more than the Timberwolves or the Spurs right now. The Jazz just got unlucky. Like, whenever Rudy Gobert went out, they had nothing. I mean, going back to the Jazz real quick, like, that's why I have Donovan Mitchell as my Rookie of the Year. Because...
Wow.
Okay, Ben Simmons is doing great, don't get me wrong, but what rookie do you know that's leading their team in, like, scoring in, like, the fourth quarter? And it's not, like, bad team syndrome, you know, like Tyreek Evans, his rookie year and everything like that. But, like, he's legit helping a playoff
that's
team.
True. He's a dog.
Yeah.
The thing about him is, like, you know when you go to the rec, you play those really athletic people, but, like, they can't hoop? Like, Donovan Mitchell he's really athletic. He can shoot. He's a smart basketball player. I think sometimes he gets a... Sorry, guys. Our producer's having too much fun because he doesn't know anything about sports. Donovan... I think Donovan Mitchell could be an all-star, maybe his third year in the league.
Easily. Like, hot take again. I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell than Devin Booker at the moment. Like
at the moment?
Yeah, and I know Donovan Mitchell is older and everything like that, but I'd still rather have Donovan Mitchell. I believe in him more.
Okay. I think Devin Booker, if he was on a better team, he'd be good. Like, I think his stats are inflated because everybody on the Suns sucks. But
I like Josh Jackson, though.
Yeah, he's athletic.
Yeah. Okay. So, it kind of like in the same, like, same aspect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, real quick. Do you think the Rockets are on that top tier with Golden State?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think anyone else is on it?
No.
Not the Cavs or the Raptors?
I don't think the Cavs are. Okay. I think LeBron turns on playoff mode. LeBron? What do you think, producer?
Yeah, of course. He's like wine. He gets better.
Okay, so
that's Kobe. That was his nickname. You're just reciting things.
No, LeBron said that.
LeBron said that too?
You wanna bet? What did he say?
He said he gets better like age, yes. Like wine?
Yeah, LeBron said
then
that.
And he stole that from Kobe. No, that LeBron was Kobe's said that. Nickname.
The Mamba?
Yeah, it was it was after a wine. I forget what it was.
I'm not sure. No, but yeah, no. Producer Tom is correct.
So guys, for the last 8 minutes, what topics would you like to highlight?
8 minutes. We got more than 8 minutes.
Yeah. Look at that.
So we have to finish five.
Grading Kobe Bryant's latest nickname, Vino.
Vino, yeah.
Do you remember that, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
okay.
I'm pretty sure James Harden is the MVP right now. And I think everybody can, yeah, definitively.
Like, okay, so.
People are talking about if he's going to be unanimous or not. Like, it's a matter of unanimous or just MVP.
Okay, so you're saying AD or LeBron James, do you think there's anything they could do?
No.
No?
The Pelicans' seed is too low, and LeBron has had a horrible January. I'm sure he was doing that on purpose to get, like, the old people out. He got Derrick Rose out, and D-Wade. I think him and D-Wade have that mutual respect. Like, they're best friends. Like, oh, yeah, you deserve to be back in Miami. Like, you shouldn't be here.
I think it was more like a friendly, like, boy, you suck. Like, please, like, I love you, but
he's still playing.
He's
playing good in Miami.
Considering how heated this debate's going to get, I'd like to offer some comedic relief. Once we... I don't care how hard life gets, I'm not putting my feelings on Snapchat with a black screen.
Thank you, comedic Tom. I mean, producer Tom. For the comedic relief.
Resume. Carry on.
Hey, Tom, is that someone outside calling your name? No? Okay.
So, yeah, back to the Golden State Warriors, Houston Rockets. They're the first tier. I'll probably say the second tier, you have a lot more teams. You got, like, the Cavs, the Raptors. You got
the Blazers on it?
Yeah, I'd say the Blazers are on there.
Okay,
Spurs with Kawhi healthy.
No. No.
Really?
No, not right now. Not with the way... Kawhi's not healthy. Like, we can't say if Kawhi's healthy. That's like saying if D-Rose is healthy. Like, at this point right now, like, I don't know what's going on in Spurs land with Kawhi. Like, so many conflicting reports and everything like that. But, okay, real quick, on the Blazers. Like, how legit do you actually think they are? Like, how far do you think they could go in the playoffs? Wait.
Okay, so the Blazers and the Raptors.
Real quick. Let me tell you who they'd play in round one the playoffs are today.
The Blazers?
They would play the Spurs.
Because the Spurs are the sixth seed.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the Blazers would win that series. However, I do think it'll be a six-game series.
I agree with
you. I think they would win, like, on San Antonio's home court, game six.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard is a beast. Yeah. Damian Lillard is probably, like...
First team All-NBA?
I don't think... Not yet. Just because... If Steph Curry, like, played enough... You're talking about this year.
Yeah. Steph Curry, I think he's gonna.
Sure, right?
Steph Curry, I think he played 60 games.
Kyrie Irving's missed too many games, but I don't think he's first.
No, Kyrie's played more games than Steph.
Well, I don't think Kyrie's first team All-NBA. I think he's probably second or third.
Okay.
But okay, Steph, he's missed he missed almost a whole month, right? Mm-hmm. January, December, January, something like that. He hasn't played enough games either.
Does the same thing apply to Chris Paul?
What about Westbrook?
You know how I... Okay, for the record, I'm not a Westbrook hater. I just think he's a little bit overrated, and I think it stems from how overrated the triple-double stat is. But we'll save that for another time.
But the triple-doubles equate to dubs. They're getting wins almost every time it gets a triple-double.
Okay, maybe, but I don't think it... Okay, let me say it like this. Correlation doesn't equal causality, you know?
Oh, that's a new one.
Guys. Yeah, write that quote down. You hear that, producer?
No, sir.
Correlation does not...
The relationship between cause and effect.
Exactly.
Doesn't prove causation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just because...
Causation and causality.
Yeah.
Causality is a word.
Yeah, it
no,
is.
No, it is. I just searched it up.
Oh. Can you figure that out for me?
Okay.
Enter.
So all I'm saying is I don't believe because Russell is getting those triple-doubles is why they're winning. Maybe just
because if he's getting triple doubles, it means he's getting enough assists, which means his team is hitting shots.
His assists don't like they're like Rajon Rondo assists.
Hey, some respect. By the way, guys, that's my favorite player in the NBA.
Hey, I love Rondo. It's like dribbling the ball for 18 seconds, shot clock's going down. Okay, I've dribbled and I'm not getting anywhere. Let me give it to Oladipo on the side and see what he can do with 6 seconds. And then, oh crap, why is Oladipo shooting low? That was everything last season.
That was last season.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how
I don't think he should have won the MVP last season.
Yeah, I don't think he should have won MVP.
Hmm. Well, to wrap it up, I'll say the Raptors are legit. Mm-hmm. They'll probably get second round and lose to either the Rockets or...
No, I think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, sorry. I meant Blazers.
Oh,
the Blazers are legit. They probably get second round, lose to the Rockets or the... Well, if they're the third seed, they lose to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And then the Raptors...
No, they'd only lose to the Warriors in the... In the conference finals, right? No?
Because they're the three seed, so they play the two seed in the second round.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So,
one seed is a lock for the Rockets. But, yeah, the Raptors, they'll win their first two series, I'll probably say handily and, like, pretty convincingly. Then they'll.
Do they ever do that? Like, where do we have that to come from?
I'm every just saying, this season is different.
Okay, I believe that. I believe they have a new offensive system. They have a very deep bench. But how much... Does that really matter when it comes to playoff time and crunch time? Playoff time and crunch time comes down to, are your superstars better than the other team's superstars? Unless your system is dominant enough to...
Well, who's the eighth seed in the East right now?
The eighth seed in the East, I think it's the Bucks. Let me check.
Giannis will probably get him a game or two max.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll go seven.
Okay, let me just say this. People in Toronto, they'd be very worried if they lost another game one. If they lose another game one, I could see the Bucks killing them.
But Giannis is not a good enough shooter to impact the series like that.
He doesn't need to be a good enough shooter.
You think he can just
drive? He can overpower a game. Him and Bledsoe has now become underrated, which is kind of shocking. I guess that's what happens when you go to Milwaukee. Thomas, do you know where Milwaukee is?
The Bucks.
Where?
Where?
Wisconsin.
Yes, bro, Ali.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's in Vermont.
Shut up.
Sorry, guys. Our producer's...
444, make a wish.
He is ESL.
Okay, wait, real quick. Do you think the Raptors and Wizards, straight up, who's going to... If John Wall is healthy. Raptors, how many games?
Six.
Six?
I don't think it goes seven. Unless, but Bradley Beal's a beast.
He is.
He's on the come up. Like
is now. Like he's almost there.
I think he's gonna keep elevating.
Yeah.
But however, I do think that he does need a good ball handler on his team. Because this notion of the Wizards are better without John Wall is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Stupid. I just think John Wall. Thanks, Tom. John Wall, he can play better. Like, he doesn't have to be ball dominant like he was before.
Yeah.
Now that he sees, like, his other teammates know what to do with the ball in their hands other than just shoot.
Agreed.
But, like, you still need him. And, like, whenever he's at full health, which he wasn't earlier this season.
Oh, he's top five point guard.
Top five point guard, easy.
Oh, for
and
sure.
Him in the fast break, that's going to help them so much. Just easy baskets and stuff like that. Okay, that's enough Eastern Conference basketball. I'm sure our five viewers are already going to sleep. Okay, let's move it along. Okay, on to the NFL. Are you worried at all with Deshaun Watson, his recovery, or anything like that? Or do you feel confident for next season,
everything with the Texans? I feel confident. He recovered from an ACL injury after, it was his sophomore season, right?
At Clemson, yeah.
At Clemson, yeah. And he was a beast. He won a national championship the year after. So he's fully capable. I don't think it's going to turn into RG3 situation. I think he's fully capable of coming back full health. He's smart enough of a player not to, like, take big hits or anything. He's good at sliding. And best of all, he's not just a mobile quarterback. Like, he can play in the pocket.
He can
definitely play. Well.
But I think what opens a lot of his passing lanes and passing are his legs.
Oh, he's elusive.
Exactly. And
that play against the Seahawks where he found Lamar Miller for the touchdown. Who does that? Like, I haven't often seen a quarterback do that.
He was a crazy good quarterback. Chris Sims had him at, like, number 7.
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
And that was only playing half a season.
And that was only playing. Did you know that he finished like 3rd or 4th in touchdowns? And
he had 19 touchdowns, like in what it was like six games.
Six games, yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, but you guys didn't upgrade your offensive line at all. Like,
yeah,
are you worried about that?
We got a bunch of people. We wanted to get
Nate Solder,
the Patriots.
Nate Solder.
Solder.
He went with the Giants.
Yeah, that was a big loss. But I do think that. Dwayne Brown was a big loss last year. I think that he, like, if you had him on the left side, I mean, you could update through or upgrade through the draft.
Yeah, and Tom Savage, he would have been a lot better. Like, I know everyone thinks he sucks.
He's trash.
He would have been a lot better if he had a bookend left tackle. Yeah. I think that's what happens when ego gets in the way of. Like, the team.
I agree. Now the Seahawks are all, like, it's gone now. They're not gonna be
Dude, is it even a rebuild or is it, like, a teardown? Tom, you were a Seahawks fan at one point.
At some point in time.
Yeah.
So what's going on with them?
Didn't need to be arrested.
Okay, this is Tom's one hot take of the podcast. Tom, you want to come say it?
Nah.
You sure?
He forgot it.
Okay, wait, repeat. What were you going to ask me about?
Not so hot anymore,
The
huh?
Michael Bennett take you said earlier at the... table?
Yes, so basically what happened
Come on. Just talk about it. What's his brother's name? Martellus.
So he was watching his brother Martellus Bennett, who plays for the New England Patriots, play in the Super Bowl.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay, just keep going.
Don't
try to give context. No, you're right. Back then he did play for the Patriots in 2017.
So during the Super Bowl. So Michael was trying to show up for his first fam. His name is Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, yes.
Yeah. So Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett was playing.
Michael Bennett pushed. Okay.
They're brothers. So
there was
Begad. Sorry guys, that means for real.
All our English viewers have now laughed.
Sorry.
Okay.
Basically
Bye, Phil.
What happened is he pushed through security after they told him to go to a different gate and happened to injure an old man who was a quadriplegic. So now he's facing felony charges for that.
I didn't know that part. Yes. Oh, thanks, Tom. Okay.
Hot take.
Hot take, he should have been arrested and indicted, but he... Crap, sorry.
Indicted.
Tom, you know we're not good enough to edit these, okay? Okay, stop. Moving on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
That was stupid.
Mishu, really quick.
Yes.
What were your favorite off-season moves in general? Mine were everything the Jets did. I don't care what people say. I think they did a great job. And then, of course, what the Rams did. If the Rams...
you're saying the top two teams that I think improved?
Top two moves, top two teams, like whatever you want to talk.
Okay, I'd say the Rams for sure had the best offseason.
Mm.
I can't find a team having a better offseason than them.
Mm, yeah.
The Patriots, they
Underrated.
Lose people every year, right? And somehow they get better. I don't know how. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady.
Boy, that big boy Danny Shelton got traded there.
That's crazy.
That's what they needed. Did you see the Super Bowl?
Their defensive
LeGarrette Blount was bigger than all of their defensive linemen combined.
Yeah. That's true.
Like,
that's very true.
It was really sad, actually.
Came back to bite them. And I think another team that made a bunch of big moves that actually will not, like, I think the team that will make the biggest improvement next year
49ers.
Is the Browns.
Oh, the Browns.
Yeah. The 49ers, I knew they would be good after the the end of last
season. Give me this Browns take.
Okay. Because
I'm not that strong. People are saying 8 games win.
No. Hey, they won how many games last year? What? 0, right?
Yeah.
You're going to improve. You're
not
going
to
get worse.
To remember.
I think they'll win 5 to 6 games next year.
Okay. I don't know.
Tyrod Taylor's not a starter, or he's not the future starter, right?
Transition.
But he's good enough of a quarterback to, like, get you. Plus, what, you got Jarvis Landry now. You got Josh Gordon, who's a beast. No, Josh Gordon's a monster.
He was a monster.
Last year, at the end of last year, he came in.
Yeah, he was
had, like,
great.
His first game, he had 6 catches for 70 yards, just a touchdown.
Did you see the Jets got Terrell Pryor?
The Jets did?
Yeah. We signed him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Alan Hurns went to the Cowboys.
I don't think he played well in Washington, but...
No, he had an ankle injury.
Yeah, that's true. He was on my fantasy team. Shout out.
But... Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, hot take. It's been pressing on me, okay? Everyone's talking about how the Rams got Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters and what a great job and everything like that. Completely agreed. They're one of my top offseason moves. But I don't like how they're comparing it to Tremaine Johnson's signing for the Jets. They're saying, oh, stupid Jets. They spent $26 million on Tremaine Johnson. And then, oh, look how smart the Rams are. They're barely even paying...
Tremaine Johnson's a good cover corner.
He's a top five corner. He can put you on an island and shut you down.
He's nice. But if you add, look, Marcus Peters, I'd probably say he could be the best cornerback in the NFL.
No.
Right, Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. Producer Tommy.
Our producer's bored.
He's getting upset. Okay, we'll wrap it up. Okay, we're going to...
Sam Darnold.
We'll save our Sam Darnold take for next time, if there is a next time. Okay, so this has been a wonderful pilot. Wouldn't you agree, Tom?
Amazing.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I hope our viewers feel the same.
And we're definitely going to get signed off this Bleacher Report. Come at me. Okay, and this is producer Tommy signing off. Can you sign off for us? They can't see you.
Oh, yeah. So, bye, guys. It's been real.
Okay, thank you.
I added a splash of color to your day.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, because he's a fruitcake.
Okay, Misha William, you want to sign off? All
right, guys, it's been my sincerest... I'm sending my sincerest love to all the fans out there. And, it really has been a pleasure. Thank you, Mikey G.
Okay, and this is Mikey G saying so long. Please, mother, if you're listening, please make me food and send money.
See you later, Semya.
And can't believe everyone stayed this long. If you guys are still listening... Thanks and giggle.
Find a hobby.
Okay, end it.